Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Powerfully You with your hosts Dave and Linda McDowell.
Hello, good Saturday evening. This is Dave and Linda McDowell, and we have a special guest this evening, Rhonda Dowdy. Rhonda is one of the authors of a book that Linda worked on along with eight altogether, who we published the book, and now we want to interview Rhonda and let her tell us more about how she got involved, et cetera, et cetera. So at this point, I just want to say welcome, Rhonda.
Well, thank you, Dave and Linda, for having me.
And now I'm going to let Linda, she's got questions, and she's organized over there. Ready to go.
Well, Rhonda, again, I'll start by saying thank you, and we're glad that you're coming on to the podcast and talking about this book that we both were a part of the project, and I feel like it is a phenomenal book, not that I'm prejudiced or anything, but I feel like we had a phenomenal group, and it was a phenomenal book. So I would just get started with the question. Well, tell me about your experience with writing your section of the book and how that was for you.
Yeah, well, having never done this before, I really wasn't sure what to expect. And, you know, my overall experience was great. I will tell you kind of where I started. And writing this book is not where I ended up. You know, I went through several iterations, but it was definitely a learning experience for me, and I really enjoyed my time writing. I think I shared this with you, Linda, that it's always been a goal of mine to write a book, and I guess maybe the past 10 years that had kind of fallen off my radar. So when you guys reached out and asked me if I would be interested, that really re-energized my desire to kind of make that goal a reality.
Awesome. And that's kind of how I feel like I have been writing personally in journals and doing other things. I always have liked to write, but to share this goal as a first-time author was really a great experience. So I'm glad for you too that it was. And how was the experience of, like, collaborating with the other women for this project?
You know, it ended up being a very positive experience for me. Coming into this, I didn't really know anyone. And so in some circumstances, that could have been, a bit rough. But every one of the women in the collaboration really welcomed me and made me feel a part of the group. So I really enjoyed collaborating with other women.
I did too. I felt like it was a really good experience collaborating with the other women and just kind of going against the myth that it's difficult for women to work together. Because of this project, everybody had one focus, common goal, and we all worked very well together to complete that goal.
Yeah, so, I agree. I walked away with a bunch of new friends at the end of this.
Yes. I felt the same way. It was a great experience. What is an experience you wrote about in the book, and was it challenging to write about that experience?
So I don't know that there was one experience that I wrote about that I would say really was challenging. I will say what was eye-opening was to really chart out my life and then have to pull out certain things or stories to share. I start my chapter by sharing about how I struggled with school and, you know, that I wasn't really good at sports and, you know, those things that a lot of children really kind of hang their hat on, and that creates self-confidence. And I didn't have those things. So, I think to make this dream a reality, that young girl back then would have never have thought that this would have been, you know, something that I would have ever done. So I think just the whole process itself was a little bit of a challenge, but not really one specific, you know, story or experience in my life that was a challenge for me to write about.
Yeah, I do feel like that for some people that there were some challenging places that they had to, and I think that you told some awesome stories in the book, a couple of them. So writing the book, we had to review your life. And would there have been some things you would have done differently? And I'm speaking in regards to your life, after you reviewed your life, did you feel like, well, dang, I thought about that, I might have done this differently?
I think we can always look back and say, you know, I wish I would have done things this way or that way, or, you know, somehow different than we had. But I have to say, this is an interesting question, because when I started writing the book, I started writing about really kind of my bad choices and, you know, got wrapped around that and what the consequences are. But as I continued to write, my focus became more on, you know, the positive side and what I had learned so far. And, you know, I talk about in the book about how I try and look at my life decisions as learning opportunities, or, you know, maybe obstacles as an opportunity to learn. I've definitely mm-hmm. made some, you know, some bad choices along the way and had some bad stuff that happened that was really out of my control. But, you know, the one thing that I always focus on in those situations is, what is it that I'm supposed to learn from the situation? And I found that if I can keep my focus there, it really pushes me to grow and really to become a better person on the other side of that. And I think, you know, I am who I am because of my past experiences. So I really have to be careful and wishing, you know, I wish I hadn't have done this, or I wish this would have, you know, gone differently, because that would make me a different person than I am today. And, you know, I'm proud of who I am today. So, but, you know, I guess the question is, would I have done anything differently? And I guess the bottom line there is that I'd say that what I would have done different is any of those decisions that I made that actually hurt someone, I would definitely redo those.
Definitely. I think you answered that question really well, because it makes me go back and think that as I wrote the book also, that there were definitely things that I would have done differently, but then I look at them and think, these were life lessons, and they did shape me into the person I am. So,
yeah.
That kind of is a good answer. And that kind of, it is a great answer, because, yeah, we did have some life lessons that even with writing the book, we were able to reflect back on those life lessons.
Yeah, you know, I feel like I can, you know, as I was charting out, you know, my life, I can always look at those situations where I had to go through something really tough. And, you know, on the other side of that, was always something good. And I'm not saying that was all because of me and because I kept a positive attitude. You know, I'll, you know, give praise to God who, you know, allowed those good things to happen on the other side of those bad things.
Yes. Well, the book is very encouraging to women in particular, but to anyone really. But what is the message you would have liked to share with others from the book?
First, I do believe that the message in this book is for everyone, and not just for women. Even though we're all female authors, I believe that the life lessons that we've learned along the way can definitely be shared with everyone. I think there are a few things. One is that we're not defined by any one thing or one decision in our life. that, you know, and that kind of goes back to where I started in my book about having some learning disabilities, and, you know, I could have let that define me, but I didn't. But I also talk with people, and I see people who have allowed, you know, some decision in their life to define who they are. So I would say, you know, that's definitely not the case. I think also that it's through our challenges and struggles that we grow. So we need to embrace them and look for the learning opportunity.
Definitely.
And then I guess the final thing would be, you know, we need to be aware of and listen to that still small voice inside, because I feel like that's really when the rubber meets the road. When you can do that, that's really when change starts.
That is so true. It is when change starts, and that is the one thing I think that the book, for each of the women in their own way, that they talk about. Well, she who listened to the whispers in the wind, the whispers in the wind was a metaphor for that still small voice inside of you, and sometimes we ignore that. I think the lesson for all of us probably was that that's a very important voice inside yourself to listen to.
Yeah,
so
I talked about.
You go ahead.
Go ahead, Linda.
No,
I was going
to
say that, you know, one of the stories that I share in the book is about a time that I didn't listen to that still small voice and kind of what the consequences of that were. So, you know, there can be consequences when we don't listen.
Definitely so. You share some things in the book that would possibly lead the reader to believe that faith is an important part of life, especially your life. Could you expound on that a little bit more?
Yeah, you know, faith is very important to me and a very important part of my life. And, you know, I think throughout my chapters, I show that to be true, I guess. You know, I try and make prayer and gratitude a part of each day. You know, I feel like it really keeps me focused on the good in each day and not to be dragged down into the negativity that can really surround us. And especially mm-hmm. right now, you know, looking for, you know, those, you know, even if it's something as small as, you know, I don't know, my neighbor across the street waved at me, whatever that is, it can, you know, it can really change how you look at the day or a situation. The funny thing of this is I started doing this many years ago, and, you know, when you're younger and you have kids running around and, you know, just trying to find a moment to yourself is really difficult. So I started doing that in the shower each morning. That was my little bit of sanity that I had to myself, where I could, you know, have prayer and give thanks. So, you know, I think by stopping for a few moments, it allows us to listen to the whisper, the guidance, or, you know, or our intuition, whatever, you know, whatever you want to call that. And we can be led in those times if we're willing to take the time and to listen. So I guess that's my version of faith for me.
Sounds good. I think that is a good component and a good way to explain that for a lot of people. Sort of like with all that's going on today, that is something that we all are just going to have to rely on our faith to kind of get us through the hard times. We kind of said this, but I just want to make sure, is this your first writing experience, and what was that like for you, if it was? And if not, it was your second. That's fine.
Yeah, so this was what I would call my first writing experience. The only other writing that I've done is a couple of blogs for business, and I didn't feel like that was the same. You know, here I could really allow my voice or my personality to come through in my writing, whereas, you know, if it's a business blog, it's, you know, just the facts, and that's it. So I looked forward to my weekends on my patio writing. So it was, I mean, the experience has just been incredible, really, and positive for me. You know, being able to share kind of my life lessons with other people. I like to help people. And my goal was that, you know, something, you know, even if it's just a paragraph or a word, the whole chapter, whatever, would, you know, maybe grab someone and help them in a situation where they needed to be, you know, where they needed to be helped.
And we kind of talked about this. It may seem like this is the same question, but to me it's a different question. It's about what is the message you'd like a reader to get? Like there was, to me, it's an overall message you'd like people to get. But in particular, what would you like a reader to get from you in your writing?
I would say that, you know, it goes back to the obstacles. You know, we all face obstacles in our life. Some greater, some more obstacles than others. We need to learn from the obstacles and come out on the other side a better person. And it's about approach and mindset that will allow us to have an opportunity for that growth.
Yeah, and that probably, I think, is the thing that, you know, a lot of us that took part in the project is, you know, helping people. First of all, get through their obstacles and prove that we all have obstacles, great, small, whatever, that we all have to get through. So I think that's a great message. The book references different tools. So tell me about the tool that you chose and its significance to you.
Yes, so, you know, gyms are created through certain circumstances and, mm-hmm. you know, things like heat, pressure, time. And we're very similar because it's through these same sort of circumstances that we also become ourselves. And so the gym that I chose is Citrine, and I chose it for, I guess, a few reasons. The first one is it's the birthstone of both my children. So that's what kind of, I guess, led me to look at that gym first. But then when I got there and I started reading about it, it represents motivation, optimism, and perseverance. And, mm-hmm. you know, I also state this in the book that, you know, I think a positive attitude with a little determination can really go a long way. And so, you know, I really kind of think that sums up the way I look at, just look at life in general. You know, stay positive, you know, be kind, but work really hard to get where you want to go.
Yeah.
And that's why I chose Citrine.
And that's a great advice and a great example to show that. You know, some of the book actually talks about finding the hidden treasures within yourself, that sometimes we have treasures within ourselves that have been a doormat or that we haven't pulled those things out. How do you feel a woman or anybody can access those hidden treasures within themselves?
I think it starts by being open to learning, and mm-hmm. you have to really be willing to listen. You know, listen to that small voice inside you that's probably trying to scream the answer out. You know, I think as women. For me, anyway, there's just always been times that I just didn't trust myself enough to listen to that voice. And, you know, the result has been, you know, dealing with the situation longer than I probably needed to. So I think, again, it really starts by settling in, being open to listening, and then trusting yourself enough to listen to that voice within.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I totally agree with that. And, you know, it's kind of at this last part, I wanted, you know, me, you, and Dave, just, do you have any kind of like final thoughts, or do you want to share any portion of the book, whatever you want to do with this, We'll let you do it, and then Dave and I will put our little two penny in.
Yeah, so I guess the first thing that I would like to share is that I want to thank everyone who, you know, really supported me in this process. You know, I had people to pre-order the book that I just never would have thought, you know, would support me in that way. And, you know, and then once the book came out, the same thing, I had, you know, people ordering the book that I just wouldn't have thought would have ordered the book. So it means, it really does mean the world to me that people have supported me the way they have. And that includes both you and Dave, Linda. You guys have been really, really supportive and understanding through this whole process. So I want to thank both of you and everyone else who's supported me.
Well, that's so sweet of you. It was an honor, and we appreciate you because during the whole process, you know that there were some ups and some downs. And a lot of times, like, you made suggestions or kind of, you know, everybody put in their part, even with things where I was struggling a little bit with coordinating a project and everything. And so I appreciate each one of you and each one of you for, you know, taking the leap of faith to even try. So I feel the same way. Well, Dave, and then, you know, you have any final comments or anything?
Well, you know me. I'm always. First of all, I'm so happy that I got me, Rhonda and Bringer T. This one. It was interesting. We met, I know it was at least over not quite four years ago, and I immediately saw the character in her, and I'm so happy that we were able to include her.
Yeah.
And then also, you know, the friendship, the network, that was one of my major goals, hoped for the people who worked here, and I think that was very well accomplished. So you have friends and people and a network now that you can go back to. These are loyal, dedicated people. And I can go on. There were so, as a guy reading this, I got a lot out of Rhonda's writing. She didn't even mention that she did a kind of synopsis almost at the end called The Citrine Principles, which
yeah.
I thought was just a great way to present it.
Yeah.
And I certainly got in the goals, the setting of goals also was just excellent. And then the authenticity, the bravery, the voice that came was just excellent.
It was excellent. And I would love to have gone over those principles, but I want people to buy the book.
Right. I do have one question, and this
okay.
is a little facetious. I'm just curious, because I know when I saw the Citrine Principles, and that is, did you ever read, Rhonda, the Celestine Principles that was 20 years ago?
No, uh-uh.
That's what these look like. There was a book about 20 years ago. It was so well written. Many, many people thought it was a nonfiction, but it was a fiction. And I won't go into any details, but it came back with, it looked like the Citrine Principles. And I thought, did she steal that?
No, she didn't steal that.
Well, I mean, she wouldn't plagiarize.
Yeah, no.
I thought she may have got the idea from it because she was very, very good. But I will stop now.
Yeah, the Citrine Principles, I just want to encourage people to get the book, to read those principles. They were phenomenal. And they are life-changing principles.
They're really good. Yeah.
So I would encourage anybody to buy the book. Rhonda was an awesome contributor to the book, a collaborator, thought changer in this book. And I feel like she was such a great asset to the book. And all the other women, we just all came together. And I feel like these are life-changing words that we all wrote from the heart that would help anybody. So I would just really, you know, suggest you get the book and get the book from Rhonda. Rhonda, do you want to tell people how they can get the book from you?
Yeah, that would be a great idea. So they can go to my website, which is rhondawaldsdowdy.com. com, and right there they can use PayPal or credit card, however they want to pay, and order the book.
Great. Can I spell that out? RHONGAWALLSDOWDY.com.
And you were going to say something?
Yes. I just wanted to say that, you know, what's great about a book collaboration is that if one author doesn't really resonate with you, maybe the other author does. And it's so nice to have so many different people speaking within this book because, you know, my guess is that someone's story, someone's, you know, voice or tone is going to resonate with you. And that's, you know, that's the great thing about the collaboration book.
I so agree. I do. Being one of the co-authors in the book.
I do. You know, Linda, you know me. I got one more comment, and then I'll try to be quiet. And that is, I also wanted to express that this was the perfect project. It was exactly the kind of thing that we wanted to do at Sea Lion Industries, and partially you is just a piece of that. Our real bottom line goal as a couple, as a business, as a ministry, is to help people grow, to help them think. We don't try to tell them how to think. We don't try to tell them what to do. We offer them ideas and viewpoints, and good viewpoints now, obviously. And this book was the perfect example of that.
I so agree. And Rhonda, you're doing some other projects now. Do you mind taking a few seconds or minutes to tell us about the other things you're working on, so people can find you and support you?
Yeah, well, thank you. So if you go to my website, you'll see that I have some just a couple blogs, but I've started blogging. I'm taking it slow. Each month right now, I'll just be producing a blog. But my goal is to, you know, at some point get that up to maybe once a week or every other week. But right now, I'm just blogging each month about something that I think is of importance. You know, the first blog is about setting goals. That's near and dear to my heart. And the second blog is about kindness and you know, that kindness really does matter. So I'm working on the third one and hope at the end of this month to have that posted.
Well, I will tell you that your friend Dave has a plan and that I will welcome your writing sometime in the future. We won't go into details here, where you could be, would be invited to post on another blog if you wanted to.
Oh, I'd love it.
Okay.
Great. Well, Rhonda, thank you for allowing and being a guest on Powerfully You. You're one of the first guests in quite a while. We haven't interviewed anybody in a while. So thank you for, like, helping us revive and do the program again. You were an awesome guest and you're an awesome writer. I'm so proud of you and all the other women. To our listening audience, look out for Rhonda. Please support her and buy the book for any of us, but especially this is Rhonda. Buy the book for Rhonda, all her constituent friends and everybody else. Support her blog, and we will do so. You list your blog, and thank you so much.
Yeah, Rhonda, one other note, we're going to hang out and we'll be done. Linda and I'll call her right back just a moment.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Goodbye.
Thanks,
goodbye,
everybody.
Bye bye.